Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We always love the opportunity to sit with our good friend, Tim Kawakami, SF Standard. Hey, Tim, what's going on today?
Not too much there. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Hey, I want to. Can we run a little theory by you? Your former colleague Anthony Slater had quite an article on Jonathan Kuminga yesterday after spending some time with him in Cleveland and really hearing kind of his side of where he wants things to go. Do you buy the idea that the fact that we're seeing that article, the fact that it came out yesterday, kind of means that the first conversations between the Warriors and Kuminga haven't gone great?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it haven't gone great, but I don't think it's a total misread of the situation. I think Kuminga's camp is definitely trying to get that out, that, you know, there's some differing things that maybe need to be ironed out should they even start talking long-term contract. But that's Dunleavy basically said that last week. Was it even earlier this week? I'm trying to get my day straight here. That they really haven't had those conversations, you know, full start conversations, but they can't. Like, this is such a multiple platform situation. Like, does he want to come back? What's the role? Does another team want to sign him? What are they going to offer him? If they can't offer him the money outright because they're not that far under cap, only one team is, it's Brooklyn. If it's not Brooklyn, then they'd have to talk sign and trade with the Giants. And what would that number be? You know, like, there's so many different things. I think it's fair conclusion to say that very little of it has been, at least if you're saying, yes, he's going to re-sign with the Warriors, what steps do you have to take? Yeah, very little of that has taken place. Now, it could happen fast. I don't think it's kind of in the realm of Klay Thompson where both sides kind of had already talked and that Klay was ready to go. I don't think they're that far down, but they're not. You know, they're not negative ways down that road either. Like, this is how it kind of, you get put together a complicated situation. It's like, you send out signals. You kind of have half starts, you have half conversations. I think we all pretty much agree that the likeliest or maybe the most logical situation, if the Warriors can get something good back for them, is therefore to be a trade. But you have to kind of go down each one of these roads to really know where everyone is, and they're not down the road. So, yeah, I think sometimes I warn people don't make too much of a leap in logic. I don't think I'm going to do that on this one for your general thesis. Not that things have been decided. It's that nothing's been decided. And usually at this point, if there's going to be a contract, it sounds different than this, but this thing has so many different parts to it that if they can't put together a sign and trade, then he might come back to the Warriors, at least temporarily. Like, that's, you got to put that in there too. And so John Kuminga on a long-term contract that everyone's happy forever and he's going to be the starting small forward. Now, that is not going to happen, I wouldn't think. But there's seven other ways this could go, and two of them are he comes back to the Warriors at least for a little while.
So as we look to go down this road, as you're talking about, like, what are the next steps to go down this road? Because I think we have to wait till June 30th, right, before he can field other offers. So are we just in a a waiting period of them having 3 or 4 days to try to work this out?
Yeah, I mean, he could still go into June 30th and July 1st and talk to other teams and still come back to the Warriors. Like, that's like, it's not all done. This is not Klay Thompson. Like, it's not all going to be done. He's gone unless there's some great deal that's happening right now. But these conversations are happening informally anyway, even if they're not really supposed to. We know these things are discussed generally or obliquely or hypothetically before the chance to talk trade happens, you know, June 30th. This is all, so many things have to be decided, and other teams have to figure out what they can get, what they can't get. And is Kuminga at the top of that list? Is he second? Is he third? Are they going to do the other two things, try to do the other two things, and then they come back to the Warriors if they can't do those two things? So it's not that far until June 30th. This is what I would say. Like, that's not that far. It's like, we have to wait. It's not that much. Like, things are going to be figured out over the next 3-4 days, and then maybe even later than that. And I think that's just the way this generally is. The Kuminga comments are part of the whole kaleidoscope. And he's kind of, I don't think anybody's surprised that he's saying he wants to be an all-star, whether it's here or elsewhere. I don't think anybody's surprised, you know, when Steve Kerr told me not too long ago that he couldn't imagine guaranteeing him a role because, you know, there's a lot of other things at play here. It's just different pieces are moving around. June 30th is not very far away. July 1st is not very far away. But I will say, even then, it might not get all the way put together right on July 1st, maybe a little bit after that. But these are the things that we've kind of been understanding and knowing about this. It's just so many different things have to be agreed to before this can get done. I would caution, like, it's not going to happen in a flash, probably, unless some team just says, that's the guy we want. Here's what we can offer. Here's how we make it work money-wise. Again, that's complicated, too, because the Warriors can only take back 50% of a new deal unless it's a really low deal, and why would he take it if it's a low deal? All that still has to be hashed out. Probably not instantaneous on June 30th. Everyone's got different, you know, things that they want, and that sometimes isn't the easiest thing to put together, even when we're used to all these deals being put together fast.
Tim Kawakami, SF Standard, with us here, Withered and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Tim, what I really start to wonder, because everyone has said Jonathan is the linchpin to whatever the Warriors can and will do next. If they do keep Jonathan, how do they tweak the roster and get better this offseason?
They can't do too much. They would have the taxpayer mid-level, which is $5.7 million, which is not a lot. But I don't know that they're really, you know, going to be able to go much higher anyway, even on a Kuminga deal. Again, you know, even if he signs for 30 somewhere else, they can only take 15 back. They can only take 50% back. So it's not like they're shopping in the richest aisles. There is a way through various other pieces that they could go higher than that and money taken back if it involves Kuminga, but it takes a third team, a fourth team, really, really complicated. Again, that could be done, but it's hard to do. And it's not something that I don't think they're going to announce on June 30th or would be able to even complete on June 30th. Maybe they could. It's just very, very, very multi-layered. So, yeah, you're talking about or trading Moses Moody. Maybe fans don't want to hear that, but that's another thing they could do. Or trading Trayce Jackson-Davis. You know, those are the other things that they can do. They can trade future draft picks, but again, to take salary back, you'd have to match it with your own salary. And the way the salary, the payroll is built, there's just not that many guys who have the right kind of salary numbers that you can get back the kind of players who make an 18, 20, which is, you know, those are usually the players that can help you out as a sixth, seventh man. It gets complicated. Yeah, there's not that many ways. Kuminga is the best way, but that brings its own complications. It's Kuminga and the future first round picks, unless you want to put Moody in there, unless you want to put Pajemski in there. And I don't tend to think they don't want to. So, it's Kuminga. You know, and so if they bring him back and instead of, you know, it's probably not going to be at a, you know, huge number, and they do it to either trade him possibly in February or even wait a year through it, that's probably going to be the biggest piece they have is bringing back Kuminga. And that's why this all gets really, really, you know, they have to judge what that means. They have to judge who that means. This is not something that's going to, again, it's being decided. It's hard to decide that right now. They have to feel it out all different ways. And they could even go down all, a long row would come in and say, this is what we want. This is, we love you. This is this. They still have to figure out, well, how much, what price is that? If they sign them to a $30 million a year deal themselves, that puts them not just into deep and low strikes, it puts them over the first apron. And it puts them in jeopardy of even going to second apron, which every team in the league is trying to get out of right now. So I would just say the logic says he comes back. The logic says that the best thing they can do is trade him. It's just, that's the most complicated thing. So be ready for a lot of uncertainty for at least three or 4 days.
Yeah, I mean, June 30th is 4 days away, and we're all kind of sitting on eggshells waiting for that to come about. If they don't trade him before then, and if no other team makes an offer for him as a restricted, what options does he have? What options do they have as far as, you know, a sort of a minimum one-year contract that they could tender him?
Yeah, $7.9 million is the qualifying offer. I imagine they're going to do that before June 29th, which is the deadline. They haven't done it yet as far as I know, but there's no way they're letting him go. If they don't make him that offer, he becomes an unrestricted free agent, and that's not going to happen. So at some point, he could just take that. It's not clearly not the money he wants. And then he becomes an unrestricted free agent next summer, no matter what. That is the power of that. He can control that part. He clearly does not want just a one-year $7.9 million. He wants a long-term deal right now, as we would all want. You know, don't risk another year. What if he gets hurt? What if things go wrong? I think that is, you know, the middle ground on that is the Warriors offer him more than that. But it's more to their, you know, they play the cards, maybe a two-year deal with a team option. There's ways you could slide this around. But if he comes back to the Warriors, it is not likely to be for like 4 for $100. You know, that's not what it's likely to be. It's much more likely to be 2 for $40 or, you know, 3 for $60 with an option in there. There's a lot of different people going to yell at me about how it wouldn't be a team option. It more likely would be a player option. So don't aggregate that. I know people can't wait to aggregate it. But, and you guys know how much I love that.
Oh, yeah. But,
it's your favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so many different little tripwires on this one. I just think Dunleavy's comments earlier this week, and I'm sure comments tonight after the pick, and comments from Kuminga only illustrate it further. Again, I painted against the Clay situation, which was like obviously not a good situation, but that thing was clarified. Like that thing, he was leaving. That was happening. Nothing more had to be hashed out. Just the deal, just the terms of the deal of when he was moving out. This is not quite there because there's just other things in play. He's not unrestricted. They're not able to get back the full value of his contract until he's coming back. They aren't sure what his market is right now. I think there's some teams that would take him, but then we have to figure, like Miami, Slater reported, and others, like, so that's a team that could have some interest in him that didn't get Durant. You know, they could use a player like that, but then they can't take him and then only give back half the salary. They're over the cap. So how do they would have to get a third team involved if it's a contract like in the $28, $25 million range. How do you do that? Who are they going to give up? I can't really see a ton of players on that roster. The Warriors want Jaime Jaquez would be the one, and I don't think Miami would trade Jaime Jaquez for Johnny Kuminga, right? Like, you just get into that's the whole process you have to go through, and then the third team's going to want something. Will the Warriors throw something in to incentivize it? Does Miami throw something in to incentivize it? There's just so many little things you have to check off that I don't know that, like, you can do it all at once. It can be really fast. Tends to me just talking through this, that these things are going to take longer than just one day to figure it out. And then I don't even know if they've got one of the boxes checked yet. It's just so many different representatives, so many different agendas, so many different, you know, wants and needs through all these different things that, again, the best thing for the Warriors is to trade him. I would say that. You can aggregate me on that one.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean it's going to happen. The best thing for them is that the other teams and John Kuminga don't need to worry about what's the best thing for the Warriors. They need to worry about what's the best thing for themselves.
TK, kind of a broader view Warrior question, which is this. Like, we know what their philosophy has been the last couple of seasons, right? Maximize the remainder of Steph Curry's window. And I'm confident that that's largely unchanged. But is there any new hesitation around their philosophy based on the way the playoffs ended, knowing that, you know, older guys, they get hurt at the end of the season.
Yeah, but younger guys can get hurt too, right? Yep. We've seen some younger guys get hurt. So I know, I hear what you're saying. I would just say it's not ever 100% one thing and 0% everything else. Maybe it's 90% you're going for the Steph Curry era, and I understand and I would support that for them if I was them. Like, you're never going to have another Steph Curry. You actually were doing very well in the playoffs when he was healthy. Obviously got hurt and things change, but that happens. So, Indiana going all the way with Halliburton, he gets hurt in Game 7, that doesn't mean that they shouldn't continue down that path. I just think that they're never going to have a better chance than this. And they don't want to say it like that. They want to keep believing they're going to have a chance forever, but Steph Curry is never – there's never going to be another Steph Curry. And putting most of your eggs or 99% of them in the next few years, it's hard for me to argue with that. There is some responsibility that Dunleavy has, that Joe Leggett has, that whoever else, that to make sure that, you know, when this era is over, they're not terrible. And they've said that, and fans have gotten really mad about that. Okay, I get it. But you do have to. You can't just start trading every single first-round pick just to make sure you have a sixth man who may or may not be that good. They're not going to do that. But they're going, you know, the Jimmy Butler trade was a lot of, you know, was pushing in some things. Not everything, as they emphasized, but a lot of things. Could they do something like that again? Yeah, they got first-round picks to trade. But I don't see them trading for a 35-year-old again. Jimmy Butler was the one. I think any search, you know, beyond this, if they're giving up future assets, big future assets, would probably involve somebody whose age is in the twos, not in the threes. But who knows? Case by case. They have kind of, you know, clarified the payroll situation. Steph has said it. Draymond has said it. Steph, Draymond, and Butler are all signed for 2 more years. That, and you can make some clear decisions on that. Maybe Steph's so great that you're going to give him another 2 years after that. That's fine, but they don't have to make that decision for 2 years, and then we'll see where Draymond is. We'll see what Butler is. See where Steve Kerr is. And I think that's how they're kind of playing it. The stage is 2 more years. You don't push everything in on it, but you push what you can. You feel good about how they were playing in the playoffs. You understand that players get hurt, especially when they're older. But you also don't say, well, Steph got hurt. That proves that he's going to get hurt every postseason. I don't think you can say that. Now, I don't think you say that about Butler. I don't think you say that about Draymond. It's higher likelihood, yes, but players get hurt. Like, this is – it just happens to everybody at some point. And I think they feel good about a chance to make some noise next year. And maybe they're wrong. I think they're sort of right, and at least a chance of it. And, you know, they hope their younger players bloom and maybe add one or two this year. We'll see. But I don't know. I don't know what blowing up would do. What would that do? It would be worse, a lot worse now. And then in 3 years when you're ready to come up again, guess what? The Oklahoma City Thunder will still be good. And what I've said is, you have a better chance right now with Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler next season against the Thunder than you would if you blow it up in 3 years and then try to do it again in 3 years against Oklahoma City Thunder. I might as well take a chance with Steph Curry while I got him. I completely understand that. If that starts to change when the Curry era isn't competitive, you can't have a hope of, you know, I totally understand trying to redo some things. I don't see it happening right now.
Yeah, and from my research, Tim, it's more like 6 years between the blow it up and a chance to actually get back to being decent. And you could look at San Antonio and OKC as examples where they had to go through that period. Outside of the Kuminga question, what else are they going to do with players like GP2 and Kevon? Do you see them coming back at reduced salaries and reduced roles just because they have their bird rights?
No, I mean, well, the bird rights means you could give them more. So to give them less wouldn't, you know, like they could do that. You can always bring a player back for less. Looney, I could see, you know, Steve Kerr loves having him on the roster. Well, he loves having GP2 also, but GP2 just gets hurt so much. I don't know if you want to use up a roster spot on that. He's not a younger player, and I'm tough on him, and I understand that he's really valuable. He played some really valuable minutes in the playoffs. He always is a great guy in the locker room. But, man, you're soaking up any dollar you soak up on him. is costing you, you know, in the luxury tax, is costing you a roster spot. That's a tough one. Looney, you know, has hit the market multiple times, and you've always wondered if he's just going to find somebody to give him more money, and he never does. You find, sometimes, you know, he even jokes about it. I could see them bringing him back on a much, you know, not a much lower, but on a lower salary. You always need another big body. I don't know that they're going to acquire a center this summer. Maybe they will. They're always open to it, I'm sure. But like, if you go, if you think Quentin Post is somebody that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Could be a starting center. I think they sort of think that. They're, you know, waiting on some more development. You got Draymond, you got Trace, you got Kevon Looney as that force. I don't think they mind that at all. Obviously, we know how important he is in the locker room. We know how much Steph and Draymond love him, and Steve Kerr and everyone else. So that one I could definitely see. GP, if he's willing to come back at a much lower number, maybe. But again, that's a lot of dollars, if, even if it's $4 million, to someone that you don't know if he's going to be healthy. And, I mean, if there's one thing we know about GP2, he's not going to be healthy for a year. You just know it. And that's not great for him, but it's just the way it's gone. And, you know, the track record is there. So I'm not sure if they do need to reduce this number to try to get some flexibility. I don't know if that GP2 is going to be the one who gets the dollars that they need to reserve for some other things.
Tim Kawakami, SF Standard. Hey, Tim, before you run, is tonight, in your mind, definitely a stick and pick, or is there any chance that some other wrinkle comes into play?
Well, there's a chance anything happens at any time. You know I had to say that. But I think likely at 40. I mean, there isn't a lot of movement there. I know there's been some movement already, teams moving around. I think they're kind of happy at 41. They did get that pick back in the Butler trade after giving up their first. I think they're likely they stay at 41. They're not in the buying mood of picks these days. Because if you put cash in the deals now, you get frozen. You got to be under the first apron, and I don't think they can do that. They can assure that. So likeliest is they stay at 41, you know, they're not going to be drafting a star there, probably not even drafting a likely starter, but somebody who in a year or two can be given minutes. I think they'd be happy with a Quentin Post duplication of someone, you know, not a center, but someone who can do what Quentin Post, you know, provide some of the things, you know, play some minutes at forward. I think they wouldn't be at all upset about that. It's a very cheap salary. I think that really helps them. They're trying to narrow down this price. You know, they're in the tax, repeater tax. We know the multipliers of that. So I think they'll stay at 41. It's a good player to have if you know, and Dunleavy's shown he's pretty good at those second round picks, right? I mean, he's got a couple of them on this roster that have dealt themselves into rotation players. So I wouldn't think they're going to move around 41. I think they'll stay, make a pick. And then the real stuff begins tonight and the next few days, as we've been talking about.
All right, TK. I'm going to aggregate that, by the way. I'm tweeting it right now. Tim Kawakami says...
That one I'm happy with aggregating. Aggregate that second round pick.
He says anything could happen. I'm going to tweet that everywhere. It's going to go crazy.
Anything could happen at any time. All right. That is one thing I believe in.
Tim, thanks, man. Great to have you as always.
Yeah, guys, anytime.
Thanks, okay. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.